In a letter justifying the firing, Bilton wrote that Pelley, quote, hijacked my first meeting with staff to disparage me, my qualifications, and my intentions with remarkable incivility and contempt. Pelley has no regrets. He says, quote, the leadership of 60 Minutes is no longer recognizable. The principles I hold dear are gone, and so I must leave as well. On Wednesday, he disputed Weiss's version of events, saying Weiss misled the staff when she said that CBS tried to, quote, find a way back and keep Pelley at the network.
So Pelley's not going down without a fight, and he has lots of support from CBS News veterans who say the show does not need fixing in the first place. They point to the high ratings and the stacks of awards. They fear that this overhaul by Paramount is an attempt to appease President Trump. At the same time, Paramount needs Trump administration approval for its deal to buy CNN and the rest of Warner Bros. Discovery. My sources close to CBS News management reject that. They say this is not about politics, it's about culture change. Ultimately, viewers are the judges. Viewers get to decide if brands like CBS are living up to their storied legacies and valuable reputations.